read me now?
Loud and clear.
Houston, Apollo 10, over.
Apollo 10, this is Houston, go ahead.
Roger, Bruce, on our flight plan at 150. I've got these temperatures on the command module RCS thrusters when you're ready to copy, over.
Roger, go ahead.
Roger, 5 Charlie, 4.90. 5 Dog, 4.45. 6 Alpha, 4.50. 6 Bravo, 4.80. 6 Charlie, 4.40. 6 Dog, 4.70. Over.
This is Houston. Roger, I believe we copied it correctly one time through. Thank you.
Right. Hello, Houston, Charlie Brown.
Go ahead.
I'm just interested in what your plan of attack in is for the next day and a half on the use of fuel cell one. We gonna crank it up after it cools down to a certain point, use it for a while, and then shut it off, or how do you want to handle it? I notice it's getting down now I guess around 390 degrees, 80 or 90 degrees.
Stand by, Dan, Ecom's coming over.
Okay, Charlie, I just sort of want to get the feel for what you're thinking about.
Dan, Houston, I got some words on a fuel cell, over.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Roger, Gino. We'd like you to put fuel cell 1 on main A and main B at this time and keep it online for about an hour or so until we hit the TCE of 420. Then the thing has been decreasing about 4 degrees per hour. That means we'll have to cycle it again at about 165 hours for another hour. Over.
Okay, Charlie, I'll go ahead and put it on main A and main B now. Thank you.
Roger. It'll take about an hour and should be up to about 420 or so.
Okay. Looking good here, Charlie.
Roger, looking good here.
This is Apollo Control at 150 hours, 12 minutes, showing a distance from the Earth for Apollo 10 of 175,064 nautical miles, a velocity 4,920 feet per second.